You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. Well, it was the story of the summer, and the fallout from it will again take centre stage at Leinster House today. RTE, how it was managed and governed and why it failed to tell the truth about its then highest paid presenter Ryan Tuberty's salary. It deliberately underreported that salary by €345,000. During the multiple hearings before the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee and the Oireachtas Media Committee, further details emerged of over €1 million worth of spending on trips to matches at home and abroad, on restaurants, parties, not forgetting the flip-flops, all via a number of barter accounts. There are a number of investigations ongoing into the finances and governance of the public service broadcaster. All the while, its revenues from the TV licence fee continue to plummet. Since the scandal broke in June, thousands of households have refused to renew or pay their licence. RTE is on course to lose €21 million by the end of the year. So later today, executives from management and board of RTE will be back before the Oireachtas Media Committee. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is with us now. So Paul, who will be there from RTE?
So we expect all of the board members bar one. So that delegation will be led by the Chair Shuni Rahali, and we also expect Kevin Backhurst to be there, the new Director General. He'll have four senior executives with him, including Adrian Lynch, who used to be the interim Deputy Director General, standing in for Mr. Backhurst as he was incoming. So a strong delegation.
What's the focus of the committee's interest today?
I think most of the focus is going to be on the past rather than the future. They're going to be looking at what went wrong rather than where we're going to go. There was an awful lot of documentation supplied to the committee members, including 10 years of audit reports submitted to the Audit and Control Committee of the Board of RTE. So an awful lot of documentation. I think the focus will be on the board. What do they know? What concerns do they have? What actions did they take? Those types of questions.
Mm. And are they happy with that number of documents being dumped on them just 48 hours ago?
Well, I think the first thing is that they're actually getting it with a few days' notice, so they'll be able to go through it. Secondly, that there's been the concern of the committee was that they weren't getting documents as opposed to how late they're arriving. One final thing, we still don't have the opening statements which you usually get from the Director General and the Board. They hadn't arrived by late last night, so one would expect them to land sometime this morning.
Included in that plethora of documents sent in the last 48 hours, a lot of allowances that are paid to certain members of staff, notably car allowances, without any need for proof that the person either has a car or can drive.
Yeah, that's the standout piece, and the Public Expenditure Minister described that as unusual. That was the way Pascal O'Donoghue put on it. I think there's a couple of things. One is that the upper level of allowance was around €25,000, and that went to six people, mostly senior executives, we believe. The lowest level was around €1,000, but that €25,000 is important because we also learned that the lowest paid people in RTE are paid somewhere between in the starting entry grade of around €24,000 to €26,000, so the car allowance equated to their entire annual wage.
Yeah, the total allowances on cars last year came to €656,651, and no names of who got them. And speaking of no names, Paul, RTE is now not going to publish the names of the top 100 earners, despite indicating at the height of the scandal that they would.
Yes. Now, people will know that the top 10 presenters, those details do come out, although there had been a 2-year delay in relation to them. They were asked by members of the committee to produce the top 100 earners, and there was an agreement to do that. But after some consideration, the thing that has stopped that, from RTE's perspective, that is GDPR concerns, that you can't just take these decisions anymore. It isn't the right of the employer to do it. And the second thing was that even if it was on an anonymised basis, some of the people might be identified, a second concern. So it seems that RTE is going to dig in on that issue.
What's the latest, Paul, on the existential question for RTE? Essentially, its funding. It was asking for around €35 million before this scandal. Now, presumably, it's over €50 million they want.
Yeah, they had submitted a request before this payments controversy of €34.5 million. And then at the last cabinet meeting, there was a projection that RTE was probably going to lose around €21 million in lost licence fee payments. Add them together, you come up with €55.5 million. RTE says it isn't that simple. It's not adding the two together. The Cabinet is basically saying they're now going to send those figures out to New Era for an independent assessment. On the basis of that, they will then decide. But I think the precipitous decline in licence fee revenue is alarming. And I think that's something that's spurring the government into feeling that they have to take action.
And we don't know the effect on the commercial revenues yet either. What tangible changes, though, does the government want to see in place in RTE before it commits to any funding?
Well, at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party Think-In in Horse and Jockey yesterday, the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, was talking about demonstrable change that in the culture of the organisation, that was something was going to have to be proven. Now, we journalists asked him, what does that mean? And he said it would be the documentation coming from Kevin Backhurst, the Director General, but also private conversations that could be happening between the DG and senior executives, and also the Minister for Media, Catherine Martin. She is the person who will make the decision. She will make a recommendation to Cabinet. So that seems to be where the real pinch point is going to be. RTE has to convince her of it, the merits of its case.
Mm-hmm. In relation to other matters, political matters today, the Cabinet is meeting. The biggest challenge arguably facing the government is housing. Now, the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien of Fianna Fáil, he'll be in the spotlight at Cabinet. What is he expected to say?
He's going to say good news and that big things are happening. So he will tell them, we understand that there's been 14,000 house completions between January and June of this year, which is the highest number since 2011, that there's 18,000 more which have commenced, up 12% on last year, and the overall target of the government, which is 29,000 homes to be completed, that's going to be surpassed. So that's going to be the big positive message coming from Dara O'Brien. Of course, opposition parties don't necessarily see it as sunny as he does.
Okay, Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent, many thanks indeed. If you want to watch RTE executives before the Oireachtas Media Committee, you can tune into the RTE News channel. It'll be on air from 1:30. It's 7:19.